Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, my sponsor also asked for me to relay the message that you have approximately 3 days. Today is the 13th. Tomorrow is the 14th. Wednesday is the 15th. You have 3 days to get your taxes done. Now, a lot of people think that, okay, well, of course, if you don't owe any taxes, you won't be penalized if you don't get them in by the 15th, okay? But if you owe taxes, if you owe anybody, the state or the federal, then you will be charged a penalty if you don't have them done and in by the 15th of April, okay? So, and CPA on duty can help you with that. They can help you filing an extension if you need to or what have you. So give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Today's weather, guys, in the ATL, anyway, we have light rain today with 100% precipitation, which that means that it's raining today, okay? But it's not a downpour, but we will have light rain today with the high of 75 tomorrow. We're looking at a high chance of rain tomorrow and 82 degrees. And on Wednesday, we're looking at a high chance of rain with thunderstorms with a high of 77, Thursday rain 73, Friday rain 75. So we're looking at rain all week long with a chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday, okay? So guys, think about that. Make sure you prepare for that and things will work out, okay? Now, before I get into today's episode, I wanted to say real quick, if you guys heard on the news maybe last week that there was a 77-year-old lady who was hit by a car in Atlanta in the parking lot at Applebee's. She was hit by a car and killed. Last week, again in the parking lot at Applebee's, and she was killed. That lady was my aunt, and my condolences goes out to her kids and the rest of the family. That includes myself. And, you know, it really came as a shock to me because I just saw her at my niece's wedding a couple of weeks ago. And then all of a sudden I hear the news that she was hit by a car and killed. And that, you know, that's tough. You know, when people die suddenly like that, they aren't sick, nothing happens, anything like that. It's not a wake-up call, but it lets you know that God's in control and no one else, okay? When he's ready for you, he's going to bring you on in. Okay, and it, you know, I'm not making fun or anything, but it's like, okay, you're on his list, but he needs you now. So, you know, and he's like, okay, I need her now, and bam, it happens now. Okay, and it's like he's gotten behind on it, you know, on things. I need her now. Yeah, go get her now. And you go. Y'all with me? And then there's some that's way down the list that may get sick and be sick for a while, and then they're gone. And again, like I said, it's harder to take when someone dies suddenly than it is when they're sick and kind of drag out for a while. Okay? But when they die suddenly, it's so much harder to take. And it's just like I always go back to like basketball. When I played basketball in high school, there was times when we lost by 1 to 2 points. And there are times when we lost by 20 points. It's harder to lose by 1 or 2 points than it is to lose by 20 points. Okay? And that's sort of the same thing, you know? And it's hard to grab a hold of. Okay, but my condolences goes out to the family, to the kids, and service will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at Cascade United Methodist Church, and there will be a family viewing on Wednesday at the Meadows Funeral Home out in off Moreland Avenue from 12 to 8 on Wednesday. Again, my condolences out to the kids and the family. We'll talk soon. Today's episode, guys, is entitled "The Difference Between Men and Women Brains and How Differently We Think." Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm going to attempt to explain why men and women think so differently. Because our brains and how they function in different ways is so different. But that's the way God intended it to be. Okay, and so when you think about it, it's like, okay, you think about a man's brain in one hand and a lady's brain in another hand. Okay? And with a man's brain is made up of a lot of boxes. Okay? You got a box for the yard, you got a box for the car, you got a box for the house, you got a box for sex, you got a box for different things, okay? You have boxes for that, okay? And when we talk about something going on with the house, we open that box, and that's what we talk about. That's what we focus on, what's going on with the house. Now we're not gonna open up a lot of different boxes at the same time. That's the way men are. We got this box open, this is what we're talking about. Don't try to send me into another box. Women try to send you into another box while you got this box open and you're focused on this box. We can't do that. We can't have multiple boxes open. Men can't. Okay? We gotta get this box done, close it up, put it back, and then we can get a car box out. We can get the car box out, open the car box, and okay, we're dealing with the car. But it's hard for us to have the car and the house box open at the same time. That's not in our MO. Okay? So don't, you know, ladies, don't push us there. When we're talking about this, that's what we're talking about. Okay? And you ladies say, okay, we're past that. No, we're not. I hadn't closed my box yet. And then we gotta close that box and put that box back. Okay? Now, come over to the women's brain. Okay? And you come over here and their brain is just like the internet. It's just got wires. It's like wires going everywhere. All this static and electricity all over the place. And there's no box. It's just stuff everywhere. All over the place. And men, we can't do that. But women, they got stuff all over the place. And you're like, okay, well, she can, you know, she said, Mel, my car needs an oil change. And so can you get the oil change for the car? And then she'll jump from the car to, get the garbage out. And then the yard, when are you going to call the yard man to come do the yard? And gutters need doing and... You know, can you pick up such and such from school, from the after school program, and then we need to get to the grocery store and get some groceries, and you know, what are we having for dinner tonight? And you know, such and such birthday this weekend, you know, they invited us to the party. Can we go? I mean, geez, you're all over the place. Women are all over the place. Women are on this side of the church, and they brains all the way over on the other side of the church, and this stuff all in between, they're all over it. And men, we can't do that. We got to go slowly with this one box open. Okay, I got this box open for the car. I'll get the oil changed. Let's see, when can I get the oil changed and I can do it? Maybe be able to do it myself. I got to try it. If I try it, well, I might as well take it up to a Jiffy Lube or something, get the oil changed and get it back. Okay, you know, we figured that out. Now close that box. Now let's grab the yard box out. Okay, now let's open the yard box and we'll say, okay, now we can, you know, maybe I'll get the yard done tomorrow, okay? Or we may not even open the yard box, but the next thing is I got to pick up the kids from school at such and such time, okay? I'll do that after I get the oil changed. So I go get the oil changed at this time. When I leave to get the oil changed, I go by and get the kids and go home. Okay? Then we'll close that box, and then we'll open the box for dinner, and we'll say, okay, since I got to do dinner, let me go ahead and take some chicken out for dinner tonight and let it thaw. And then by the time it thaws, and I can season it, and it'll be ready for dinner tonight, and close that box, put that back. See, that's the way we think methodically, get things done. Women are all over the place. They got all these different things going on, but none of them get done. Okay? And that's the problem. And that's how we get so hung up and so frustrated with women, because they have so much going on and try to do so many different things at one time and never gets anything done. We end up cleaning up the mess. Okay? And let me say this as well. I'm not talking about all women, because all women aren't like that. I'm not talking about all men, because all men aren't like that. Okay, you got these, you know, I'm not going to get into that, but What I'm saying is, as I do all the time, is that I'm not talking about all women. Because, of course, all women don't do this. I'm not talking about all men. Because, of course, all men don't do this. But basically, the average man and the average woman, this is how they think. Okay? And when we're in our mode, okay, it's like this is a big thing that women don't understand. When we have our sex box open, okay, when we got our sex box open, we can't think about anything else. We got the sex box open. We're in bed together. We're working up to our moment. We can't talk about bills. We can't talk about dinner. We can't talk about something that's going to happen this weekend. Our brains are closed. We got blinders on. We only thinking about one thing, and that's, having our time with you. So, ladies, when you're with your man and you're in bed together and you're trying to get to your moment, do not crash the moment by talking about bills, talking about money, talking about something going on this weekend, talking about kids. Don't do it. But if you do, you're going to crash the moment. Okay? And when you crash the moment, we crash. We're upset. We probably not gonna go too much longer, because now you've crashed the moment. Now you've knocked our blinders off. Instead of being focused on you and taking care of you, now you knocked our blinders off. Now we can see this other stuff, the bills and the kids and the weekend. We see this other stuff outside of the blinders, that's outside of our blinders. And now you've hurt the moment. And now we may not get back to that point, because now we're upset. Man, we together, we doing our thing, and we trying to get to that moment, and you start talking about kids and bills and parties and all this stuff. Kill that noise. Kill that noise. Okay? But women are so emotional. So wrapped up into, when they got so many things going on and they got wires just wrapped all around them, wiring, and their brains are all jumbled up, and they can't just focus on one thing at that moment. They can't do it. They're off in another world. They're off into another section, another topic, something else going on. Okay? No. So, and I know it's something that you guys can't control. Women can't control that. But if you try to control that, if you try to consciously think, I can't do this while we're in the moment. If you get to the point where you're in the moment with your husband, your boyfriend, whatever he is to you, then maybe you can consciously say to yourself, don't talk about that, before it comes out. But I don't think that's possible. But that's what happens. And men, you got to understand that. That's what happens. And I don't know how to correct that. Y'all with me? I don't know how to correct that. I don't know how to get that right for us, for men. Because if we both could stay focused on what we're doing at that time, at that moment, it would be a whole lot better for us. It would be just 1,000 times better for us. It really would. And my ladies out there, I know you're thinking, this dude don't know what he's talking about. Well, some of you may be thinking, man, he hit it right on the head. My guy's thinking the same thing. Hey, man, you don't know what you're talking about. Hey, man, you hitting it right on the head. I know I'm hitting it on the head. Okay? I know that. I know I'm hitting it on the head. Okay? I've been married for 26 years. Okay? Been in all kinds of relationships over my years of being here on this earth, dealing with women. Okay. I'm not saying I'm the guru or nothing like that, because I'm not. I say all the time, I know a little about a lot, and I know a lot about a little. So you guys take that with a grain of salt, I guess, and figure it out. But think about that. The next time you're dealing with your woman, talking with her, or you guys get into something, you let her know, hey, we need to talk about this and get this done before we jump on something else. Isn't that logical? Isn't that logical? That way you can get things done. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. And my condolences to my family and everyone who knew my aunt. I will not be here on Thursday. I will not be on the show on Thursday. I'm a pallbearer at the funeral. So I will not be here on Thursday. And but I will be back on Friday. And I will be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So, guys, take care of yourselves. Have a great day today. And stay out of trouble. All right? The difference between men and women brains and how differently we think. That was a great show. I had fun. Take care, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Good night. Good day. Good night. Good day.
Living it up in the city. Got chucks.